Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Up on anything you might have missed with TNT Podcasts.
Get the whole show for free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, and more.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Did Tiger really knock a guy out at the Masters this weekend?
Yeah, I think he smoked one right into the gallery and hit some dude in the head.
In the head?
Did he get hit in the head?
I think so.
Okay.
I
saw the guy go down, and I didn't see him get back up.
I missed that.
And it said knocked out, but I wondered if he truly got knocked out.
I think he
that
did.
That sucks.
You could die, man.
Yeah. Do you get a watch from Tiger or something?
Most guys, you see them, they'll sign the palm of their glove, take it off, give it to them, and then grab a new one out of the bag. Because they can't give him the ball.
Right.
So it's always the glove.
Yeah. I'd rather not get hit in the head.
Reading some other master
get a
tidbits.
Glove. What, do they just set it on the guys? He's all passed out?
Yeah.
Well, you got to keep playing. You're right. You got to move on, right?
Sorry about that, buddy.
Puss sent a tweet running down some interesting facts from the Masters, like the badges.
We'll be the judge about that.
The badges that you get, all of them have RFID tags so they know where everybody is.
Those are the media tags.
They know where everybody is at all times. A five-bedroom home.
Toilet or bar.
Yeah. Near Augusta, $30,000 for a week. IRS has a special exemption of the tax code called the Augusta Rule, allowing homeowners to rent out their homes for 14 days per year without paying taxes on the income. But we don't mind when rich people get a tax break.
No, not at all.
That'll be you someday.
But, God forgive you, you give somebody a break on their student loan, right? I see that on Facebook. Right. People are idiots. But, rich people. That's a completely crazy thing they did to do that.
Well, that now extends to everybody. It started out just there, like in that state or that county. But now everybody in the country gets that tax exemption. It's gone nationwide.
That's good. That's good.
Stand by. I'm actually answering a call here because John Morgan doesn't know the hotline. John, you've called my personal phone again.
Damn it, did I, man?
Yeah.
Well, be careful, Todd. You could swear right there, man.
Right. Can you call our hotline? Can you call our hotline?
If I knew the hotline, I would.
I'll text it to him.
Chris is going
to
get a hold of you.
I'll text you, John.
Tell him to call me because this is important.
Okay.
All right.
This is
obviously.
All right. An important call from John Paul Morgan here shortly, man. All right. Looking forward to it.
Yeah. Oh, and you mentioned the $70 million in merchandise they sell. $10 million a day in merch because you can't get it online. You can only get it at the venue.
Yeah.
It's a well-heeled
crowd to begin with because they got money going into that place to get in there, right?
Wow. Yeah. And I think everybody sets aside money for master swag.
Right.
Well, so you're paying $2 for a sandwich, but $80 for a T-shirt.
Yeah. Right. Something like that. Your dad went once?
Yeah. He won those lotteries and got he had a practice round, though, but that was even tough to get that. Yeah. Yeah. But he got to see it, and that was one of his bucket lists, and I'm glad he got to, All right. Very important phone call by our buddy John Morgan. How important is this, John?
It's very important, dude.
Good. What is it? What's up, brother? First of all, how you doing, man?
Better than I've ever been before.
Okay. Really?
Yes.
Why?
I got made this morning.
You got maced?
Well, after I got maced, I got laid.
He got laid this morning.
Oh, you got laid. Oh,
okay. That's why it's important.
Oh, better than I've ever been. I got laid this morning. Okay. You're just calling around and telling me you got laid?
No, I'm not calling anybody, just y'all.
Oh, good.
Okay.
It was incredible. I went for it, and she maced me. It hit me in the side of the... I can't really hear good out of this left ear.
Yeah.
After I struggled... and got the mace away from her. I got laid.
Mace.
And,
sorry,
and
I heard the word. I heard the word.
Here.
So a weekday morning, you reached over and you wanted some, and she gave it to you. That's pretty good, though. Most married guys are going to go, yeah, it's pretty
damn good.
It doesn't
sound consensual.
I'm sorry. The only thing you got wrong in that is that she let me.
Yeah, right. All right.
I'm emotional. I'm sitting on the back porch trying to catch my breath.
Oh, this is just like minutes ago then, right?
It just happened. She just left.
And he's all happy.
And you're basking in the glow?
out of breath.
Yeah. What was the last weekday morning lay you got?
Well, Reagan just got shot.
For you kids out there, that's 1981. All right. Reagan just
I'm glad you knew the math. I didn't.
I knew the year for sure. All right. That's funny.
It was just incredible. Now I'm sitting out here. I'd love to say I'm basking in my glory, but, you know, I'm just in the sunlight. That's all.
I wonder what she looks like driving to work, though. She thinks she's smiling?
I don't know. I don't think she really ever woke up.
Well, you got laid, John Morgan. With us.
Yeah, I'm a little emotional right now. Sorry I sound like I do. It's just really something that's new for me.
Oh, I think you nailed it. You do sound emotional, man. Yeah.
I didn't even wear clean underwear. I had the ones I had on from Thursday.
Thursday.
It's Monday.
It's Monday, man.
It's Monday, man.
Friday. Wow.
It might have been Friday. I'm not sure.
All right. Well, congratulations. Are you
working?
What are we going to see again?
Are you working this weekend?
Don't worry about it. I'm tongue-tied myself.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, I love you guys with all my heart, you sorry sons of bitches. I love you.
Love you too, brother. Thanks for checking in, man. Right. Good for you getting laid.
All right, I'm going back for the second round at lunch. Wish me well.
Yeah. All right. Good luck,
buddy. Good luck, man.
So, yeah, maybe she'll be awake then.
It'll be in the police department.
Thanks for sharing
with
us.
She's a cop.
I'm glad we were your first choice.
See you, brother. Love you, man. That guy's great.
Random weird calls from John.
This is important.
Yeah. So he did one of those car videos on his phone, plugging some club he was going to, and he's just talking into the phone while he's driving, you know? You see them all the time on Facebook. I forget where he's going. He's pretty funny. Yeah, we love our friend John Morgan.
For like 10 seconds, I thought he was actually going to tell us something important.
No, I kind of like he didn't.
I believe he
did get laid in a weekday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know? Well, that does count.
A weekday morning. You know, he's a comedian. He ain't going anywhere for work.
No.
She's getting up to go to work.
He probably just got home last night.
Yeah, he probably did. Yeah.
She and missed him.
Must have been important to him because he desperately wanted to share that news. And of course, if you desperately want to share that news, you would choose us. You would call us.
Yeah.
He got emotional. Right. Speaking of comedy, our buddy Aaron Weber on the show with us on Friday, right?
Yep. Oh, yep. Nice. Aaron's at the Bone this weekend. Bone. He'll be here with us.
Love him, man. And we're so mad we missed Dan Soder. Soder wanted to come in. And Colleen sent a photo of him, and I said, I love that dude. He understood we couldn't plug both shows. And by the way, he sold out. He did well
at
the Bone.
Yeah, he sold everything.
He's one of the best, and we love that dude. And a lot of questions for him next time he's in town. So he understood it, but it's just he actually wanted to come in, and that's
I wanted him to call his fiancée because I was cheering for her Celebrity Jeopardy.
Yeah.
He's engaged to Katie Nolan, used to work for ESPN.
Yes, he is. But he's a funny dude. And Nick's out this weekend. Where you at, Nick?
Yes, Friday night in Council Bluffs. We'll be at Maggie Mays with Gary Curtis and I.
Walsh will be here.
I'm being told John Paul will be back in our neighborhood in October.
Okay. Oh, really?
Cool. Nice. Yes.
Excellent. Thank you,
Pretty
Colleen.
Good source on that one.
Thank you, Colleen.
I don't know.
Yeah, John Paul. And also, Walsh will be here tomorrow. Cameron's coming in, right?
Okay. Cameron's coming in on Wednesday.
And we'll figure out somebody on,
And then Aaron Weber. And
all those guys did a kick-ass shows at the live show. All their comedy stuff was great. Nick did his orgasm bit at the end. A little bit too long for his daughter to look at.
I don't think she would have liked any of it.
Yeah, did she give you any notes on the set at all?
No. She said she wasn't a fan of that one. She said that she and my youngest son had never seen me do stand-up.
So when you're doing that
now,
bit,
your youngest son is a teenage boy, so he had to love it, right?
Yeah, well,
he never saw you do stand-up?
No.
Yeah, but I mean, do you ever want to see your dad doing 40 seconds of hip thrusts? I mean, that's, no matter what age you are, that's not something you want to see.
No. At least the joke worked.
Not just hip thrusts, making the orgasm face, too, he does.
Yeah, the whole nine. Yeah.
They're all very proud.
So you could not look in your kid's general direction.
They're right in front of us, though. They were right in the middle
there, Tom. I don't look at anybody when I do that, Joe.
Okay.
Yeah, I just look down. I don't want anybody to be...
Yeah.
It's already a little odd. I don't want to make it weirder if they're like, did he look at me during that?
At all times during that bit, you make no eye contact with the audience?
No, I can see how that would be... It would be awkward as hell, no matter who you made eye contact with.
Yeah, I'm just looking at the ground.
Oh, right in front of you was LD, though. Old naked LD was right in the middle.
Yeah, you should have made eye contact.
You should have winked at him.
Yeah, should have locked eyes with him.
And just held that gaze the whole time.
I remember you on stage, Nick, when you said it was good that LD decided to wear pants to the show. I love that. All the podcasts, the live show podcast is up on your podcast platforms, wherever you get your podcasts. It's up there now. Two and a half hours.
In the future, when you do that bit, you should pick someone in the audience and just make solid eye contact with them. This is for you.
That's not your daughter or your son. Yeah, yeah.
No.
All right. LD would have been cool, though. He looked at LD the whole time. You know?
Out of Madrid, Spain.
Uh-oh. What happened here, Todd?
Daniel Gomez del Barrio. That's Dan Gomez of the neighborhood in England. Spanish politician and municipal councilor recently resigned from his position after photos and videos showed him offering himself as a sex slave, allegedly went viral on social media.
Oh, so he's a gimp, huh?
It gets worse.
Yep. Well, the councilor belongs to the Spanish Socialist Workers Party, so of course he's a lefty.
Oh, yeah.
Reports suggest that Daniel Gomez del Barrio was seen eating poop in the alleged leaked photos.
Eat the poo-poo. Eat the poo-poo.
Besides, it was also reported that Barrio allegedly offered himself as a slave to eat other people's poop.
He'd still be...
That's quite the fetish.
Yeah.
He'd still run for president here, though.
He could. You know,
yeah.
Of course, he's a lefty, but...
He was a cult leader, right?
The right wouldn't ask him to resign.
No, not at all.
They would ask
eat
him,
the poo-poo.
You double down and you eat more poop.
You double down and libtards hating those poop eaters.
Yeah.
Eat the poo-poo.
If you're into that, it's got to be hard to find somebody else that is as well.
Good God.
I hope it's hard to find people that are into that. I really do.
Well, you're right. So he was a slave to somebody else and wanted him to do that, right?
Yeah.
Can you think of a grosser fetish?
No.
Nick, eat the poo-poo, hair sandwich.
That's tough, but I'm still...
Oh, I finally got one. You said it was always not the hair sandwich.
It's not the hair sandwich, but it's absolutely disgusting.
Eat the poo-poo.
Yeah, the hair sandwich. There's not going to be a good choice next to that.
No.
This is definitely not a good choice. But it's not going to... I don't even... It's very bad.
I don't even want to plug into somebody's head how they get off on that.
No. No.
Don't understand that for a second.
Does he want somebody to watch him doing this?
He's rented out? I don't know.
Yeah, I can't answer.
I think everybody involves a freak here. He's not the only freak there. Everybody involves a freak.
No
bad.
All right. John Morgan checked in. He got laid this morning. He had one to share with the world. Importantly. Yeah, he cried. Last time it happened on a weekday was the Reagan administration. Oh, Reagan got shot. Excuse me. That was 1981. That's a long time ago. Right. Zach Myers and Chris Porter later on, too. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.